Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2, I believe it's 2 because we did pilot then 1, 2 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bon. With me, my main man.
Yeah, it's your boy Mike.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that every time now. I'm just, yeah. Sucks, yeah. You're scaring all the podcast listeners. We gotta let you go.
They're not gonna like it. Yeah. You gotta go.
So today's topic, Mike, it's yours. It's your topic.
Today's topic, delays.
I like how you waited to say it too. Like, yeah, it was a play on words.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah.
Delays. You have the negative. What's the negative? What's the positive? Are they good? Are they bad?
Oh, man. That's on the heels of Drive Club and I'll start it off with why delays are good. The Last of Us, right? Mm-hmm. Back when The Last of Us was announced, they were like, oh, we need like another 6 months. And everyone was like, oh, man, no, I want the game now. And I remember playing the alpha at PAX East and just being like, if they want 6 months, I'll give them 6 months. Like, my thing was, we'd waited long enough for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And because like they hadn't like I mean they'd given us a time frame of when they wanted it to come out, right? But then they were we need 6 months. I think it was better that they took the 6 months and released the game they wanted to release, right? Whatever it was they needed to finish. I would say it was pretty critical, because 6 months feels like a long time in a game development cycle to add in.
So
I think delays are good when you take advantage of them. But obviously, like, Drive Club being the big example for, like, why delays are bad.
Bad, yeah.
Because it, like, I mean, my problem is when, you weren't at PAX last year.
Obviously.
Or this year. But PAX Prime 2013, pre-PlayStation 4 launch, they had Drive Club. It was playable.
Really?
It was play like Josh and Craig, they played it at E3 a few months prior, and then we all played it at PAX Prime, and I was like, damn, this game is awesome. And I remember being like, hey, is this the PS Plus edition, or am I playing the full game? And the dude was like, I don't know, because at that point it wasn't one of the community managers. It was just one of the guys who ran like that area of the booth, like just one of the like Sony booth guys. And he was like, "Well, you know," he's like, "I'll try and find out for you." He never ended up finding out. But like, my problem is I really can't see, like, from a visual standpoint, what changed from then to now, because I played it at PAX. Right. I played it at PAX Prime, and then I played it again at PAX Prime a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, like, each time I played it, it felt better, but I think it was just because I'd gone so long without playing it, and I was really excited to play the game, and it wasn't like it was broken. It wasn't like there was anything wrong with it. I think they wanted all this social element, and the NASA with the lights and the sky and the trees, like, I think it would have been awesome if they delayed it a full year, and then everything worked. It's not so good that they delayed it.
It doesn't have that polish.
Well, the servers don't work. We couldn't. We couldn't even play last night. We played Minecraft.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, let me play this. And of course, like what sucks is I feel bad because you bought the game because I bought the game.
Well, so I mean, I wanted the game, but I mean.
But it's like at the same time, I was like,
to play like right off the bat.
Right. I figured bought the games, cool. And even the thing was that I remember reading like, oh, they were having server issues like when it first came out, and they weren't going to release the PS Plus edition. And I was like, oh, cool. So like at least everyone who bought the game won't have a problem.
Right.
And then promptly everybody basically who bought. I feel like it's mostly the United States. Like I imagine this because Evolution's in Europe. I imagine the servers must be there, or like there's more servers in the EU than there are in the United States. Because I mean, that's something I don't really know how that part works. But like, I feel like the EU probably has it better than we do.
Right.
But maybe they don't. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are not.
The real question is, where is Evolution Studios based at?
London.
Like, are they in? Okay, so then yeah, they
or like not maybe not London, but they're in like the UK.
Right.
Because, like, everybody that I know in the same, like, Sony communities that are all in the, like, UK studios, like, they all know each other and hang out, so they obviously have to be close to each other.
Right.
But.
Okay, so that makes sense for them. They can just get it done there, but.
Pretty much.
Because, I mean, with the patches and all that, don't they have to send it to Sony to accept or whatever anyways?
I would assume so, because I think, I mean, I mean, something I don't, like that. Yeah, like, I mean, I know for, like, iPhone apps, like, when you submit bug fixes, like, it goes to Apple. It's not like you can just send it right to the phone, like, Apple still has to approve it. Apple has to approve your app entirely. Like, so many of my friends have made apps that have been denied by Apple because of, like, dumb things. Like, they used, like, the same icons, like, straight from, like, old iPhone versions, and, like, no, you have to update it. Like, it just has to look correct. It's, like, dumb. Like, you know, it's dumb stuff. Yeah. But it's whatever. It's
a touchy thing, yeah.
Delays... I don't, that's the thing. Like, delays can be great, but delays can also just make a bad thing bad.
Like, Watch Dogs, that was a terrible delay.
I never played, like, Watch Dogs, so...
Like, it is a good game, but... Like, everything they seemed to promise after it was released wasn't just there. Like, it wasn't the game that they had said they were going to release. Because I know there's a graphical issue, and then there was just stuff in the game that it wasn't up to par, like they said it was going to be.
So, like, is there stuff, like, legitimately entirely missing from the game? Like, are there entire,
I believe so, yeah. Like, not just, like, parts of the game, but just
features?
Like, so I think a majority of the hacking stuff, the hacking isn't what they said it was going to be or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think when they first unveiled it, everyone was like, oh, okay, I can hack everything? Okay, so, you know, I can hack this and that and this and that and this and that, but, you know, there's only so much you can actually hack in the game.
Right.
Well, and I know there's a whole graphical thing from E3 to now where it looked so different. And then now, like, it still looks good, but it's not what it looked like at E3.
So it looked better at E3 than it does now.
Yeah, it looked way better at E3.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, the thing that I really hate, too, is, like, graphically speaking, that is, like, graphics are, for me, pretty much not my top issue.
Right.
Like, if The Last of Us didn't, like, The Last of Us looks amazing at 60 frames a second, but I don't want to play the story again. I really don't. Like, I bought it, I have Last of Us Remastered, I'm glad that I have it, I love the game, but, like, I'm not itching to play the story again because it's in high def. I don't care. Like, that would, like, it wouldn't matter to me. I mean, it's not that it wouldn't, it doesn't. I really don't care. Like, obviously, I play so many older games anyways, like, graphics is not, it's the story, it's the content. So, like, if, you know, they told me Watch Dogs was getting downgraded graphics, but, like, everything they promised me was still going to be there, I probably wouldn't have cared. Right. But, like I said, I mean, I could play Watch Dogs. I've only played, like, maybe 20-25 minutes of it, and I just jumped into somebody else's file, so I had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
You know, it looked awesome. I thought it looked pretty good, you know, but I don't have a benchmark to compare it to. I wasn't following it when it came out before.
Right.
But the other, you're talking about delays and features and stuff, and I'm like staring at my PS4, and I was like, huh, that share play thing is still not here yet.
Yeah.
But it's coming. You know, the PS4 is the same thing. We were promised, you know, I don't know that we were promised, but they alluded to the fact that, like, so many of these things were going to exist. Like, and I think they misinformed a lot of people with, like, how fast things download. And how fast things work. And even still, like, if you look at the damn friends list, it's still garbage.
Yeah.
Like, so many people are, like, I don't know. It's weird, because I have a 7200 RPM drive in my PS4. Because I switched it day one to a 1 terabyte, 7200 RPM. And I don't have nearly as many problems with the friends list. But that being said,
what's the issue with the friends list?
That it doesn't load. You know, it won't load, or you'll, like, I'll scroll through it, and the friends list will just disappear. Like, I'll be scrolling through, and all the names will show up, and then they'll just be blank squares, and then it'll be, like, could not connect in time. And I get that, the friends list is something that's stored on their servers. It's not stored, like, on your console.
On your console, yeah.
Or whatever. But because I was thinking, like, oh, man, if everybody has a stock hard drive, maybe there's something to do with, like, how fast the hard drive can deliver the information to you. And but at the same time, you're thinking this console has got 8 gigs of DDR5 RAM. Like,
right.
It should be able to process, like, a friends list, right? Because it's not – I mean, I – again, it's one of those things. I have no knowledge, really, of, like, how much in the back end
right,
data same. Management nonsense. But, like, I would think that 8 gigs can load a damn friends list.
Yeah, it can handle it. Yeah. So it's got to be something with the cloud or whatever.
Or whatever, however it talks to itself. Yeah, because so many people, like Triple Rec, for example, he showed his friends list on a stream once, and it was, like, he couldn't even load, like, the first 5 names.
Dang.
And he said, he's like, I can't even add people because the friends list doesn't load for him to add, like, names. And I've had it where I've tried to add, like, I've tried to accept friend requests or even just view them, and it'll show friend requests I've sent to people, and then above it is where it shows the request, and it'll just have a blank square and say accept. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to accept a friend request. I can't even tell who it's from. So I end up, usually, I just delete them and then hope that if it's somebody who really wanted me to add them, they'll re-add me, and then I'll figure it out, but...
Right.
It's kind of dumb. It's kind of really frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, and again, it's like that's a delay thing. And it, you know, if you had told me, hey, PS4 is out, but we got some features that aren't there, and we're going to get them to you by this time, I would be like, okay, as long as the core functionality of the device works. And as far as really people want to bitch, the PS4 does its main function. You put a disc
right,
in,
exactly.
You play the game. You put a DVD in or a Blu-ray, it plays the movie. Like, you know, if you download a game, it'll play the game. Like, yeah, obviously having a functional friends list is kind of a big deal, because then you can, you know, do the party chat and add people and all that fun stuff. But, you know, if it plays games, like when people were complaining, like, 3D Blu-ray support.
Yeah.
You didn't buy a PS4 for 3D Blu-ray support.
No.
I get that it was alleged, you know. And my thing is, I don't even know that it was actually really a thing that was promised. I think it was an expectation because the PS3 had 3D Blu-ray support. And if I remember correctly, the PS3 didn't get it right off the bat. The PS3 the PS3 eventually had it patched in. And that's the thing. People always compare the, like, things that the PS3 has that the PS4 doesn't. But they ignore the fact that the PS3 didn't have all of those things at launch. And there's things the PS3 had that were awesome, like the Linux support.
Yeah,
which it doesn't even have anymore. They took it away. Nope. You know,
no one used it.
Yeah, nobody used it. And then, like, it had 4 USB ports, and then they were like, you know what, we're just going to give you 2.
2, yep.
Because nobody apparently used them, but the few people that did, you know, and then even today, like, I'm still wondering why the PS4 only has 2 USB ports. But it really hasn't been an issue for me.
Right.
But, like, I look exactly. at, my brother's got the, I got him the Slim 360, the newest Slim.
And the it's 2.
It's got or 6.
2 in the front, yeah, and then
it's like 2 in the back. It's like 2 in the front and 4 in the back, I think. Back. Or 2 in the front and 2 in the back.
Yeah, like, something
got his,
like that.
He's got his controllers plugged into the front and then the 8-gig thumb drive in the back. Because which is nice because it's out of sight because it only has the 4-gig hard drive. I mean, obviously, the PS4, you can just change your hard drive if you need more space, which you can do on the Slim, but, like, just in terms of, like, I can throw a thumb drive in and store my games on it or whatever.
The only difference is you can't play specific downloaded games.
Right. And another thing people always miss is the console cost, right? Like, the PS4 was $100
less. Because they have to make money on it.
Right, they have to make money on it. So some features cost money. Like, putting 3D Blu-ray support in costs money. They have to pay for the rights to have that. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to pay for the codecs. Codecs, I don't exactly understand how they work. But basically, it's like having a license fee to, like, use a thing.
Yep.
So for,
like, a specific type of file or whatever.
Because when I was talking to a friend of mine that worked at, he works for Sony. He works for Sony, and he said the dev kits don't play Blu-rays at all. You can't play a Blu-ray movie on a PS4 dev kit. And he was like, why the hell would we pay for it? He's like, why would we pay for the rights to use a Blu-ray player on it on a dev kit console? He's like, one, you shouldn't be playing movies on it anyways. No. He's like, you should just, he's like, and it'll play. He's like, it'll do Netflix. He's like, we didn't want to put extra money into the cost of a dev kit that we're, in some cases, sending to developers for free. So we just figured we'll just take that, you know. So there's some functionality. Like, as far as I know, the dev kits don't play regular disc games, like finished disc games. It has a drive, but as the way that he explained it to me, and I could totally be wrong, or maybe it's changed since then, but it was, because that was pre-launch too. He was saying, like, it has a drive, but you can't just, because I said, I'm like, what are you going to play on your dev kit first? And he's like, I can't. He's like, I'll put it in a real PS4 when I get mine. He's like, he could load a file. He could load, like, in a, whatever the name of, like, the build, you know, he could load a build of a game on the dev kit.
Right, yeah, like an alpha or beta or whatever.
Because, like, I can get builds of Vita games, and because I have the Vita SDK, I can connect my Vita to my laptop, load the build onto the Vita, and play a build of a game on my Vita to, like, test it.
Yep.
Which is pretty freaking sweet, because that's a free thing. Like, that's a thing Sony did to, like, increase developer, like, on that platform, which didn't really... I mean, it panned out. There's a ton of games on the Vita, but...
Yeah.
But it's still... It is what it is. Even that, like, even the Vita, I don't really recall games being delayed on the Vita, but...
No, not really.
It just seems like nobody's doing anything for that console anymore.
Just no one has faith in it.
It's like, true.
Just turn it into an RPG machine, whatever. Import all the JRPGs. I'll be fine with that.
Dude, like, even Nino Kuni on the Vita? Holy crap.
That could be possible.
That'd be nuts.
I mean, if they, I mean, it could be possible in general if they decide to add, what's it called, Ni No Kuni to the PlayStation Now store, because you could just stream it.
Oh, that's true. Right, because it's a PS Now for Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Which I tried it out, and it's not too bad.
Oh, is it? I haven't even... I was going to remote play last
frame
night.
Frame rate issues, or not frame rate issues, but a few slowdown issues, but otherwise it worked pretty well.
What game did you solid.
Play? Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Cool.
Because that's what I had rented or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I was going to jump on the remote play and play more Minecraft, but then I was like, I could work in my world, but...
Yeah.
I really hate that I can't bring materials from my world to somebody else's.
Chelsea's world, yeah.
Unless somebody's found a way to do it. Like, maybe one of the chests you build can do that, but I have no idea.
I'm not a Minecrafter, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I know so little about Minecraft. Like, I assume on PC it's probably way easier, but...
Right, yeah. Just fucking patch it or mod it or whatever.
Yeah. Either that or it's like you gotta do create mode and just have infinite whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, part of... Like, I like looking around and finding stuff. But...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, delays... Going back to delays. Yeah, I mean, they're good and bad. And it's the, you know, it's the nature of the beast. And I still think, and I may have said this before... I mean, I've said it before, but I don't know if I said it on one of the other two episodes we've done. Like, I feel like Drive Club had to be released. I feel like there's just at one point, like...
They could just hold it.
Yeah, you can't just sit on it, because it's like at one point you have to have a game...
You have to make money.
Yeah, you have to have a game that makes you money, and that's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it depends on who the company is and what the game is. Like... You know, Evolution Studios doesn't probably have the same kind of recognition that Naughty Dog has, right? So if Naughty Dog's like, hey, listen, we need 6 months because we don't want to release the game in its current state. Like, we need 6 months. We're going to iron out the kinks, and you'll have the game in 6 months. Because most people will probably be like, you know what? If Naughty Dog says they need 6 months, they probably need less than 6 months, but they're giving themselves 6 months just to be safe.
Right.
And then they're going to release a product like they said they would, and boom, that's it. You know, it's different when, like, Evolution Studios is like, yeah, we're going to release the PS Plus edition in Drive Club when the PlayStation 4 launches in November 2013.
Yep.
And then promptly we're like, oh, we're going to have to delay the game.
Yeah.
And never tell you when until they're like, oh, hey, the game's coming out soon.
Because wasn't it delayed more than once in that cycle, that whole cycle?
I believe so, yes.
Because, like, oh, we're so close. Nope. No delay.
Yeah. And then it was like you went so long without hearing anything or seeing anything. And I even said, at PAX. Like, can you just release the PAX build from, like, 2013 and give me my two cars and two races? Because in Prime 2013, what you played was you had, which is basically the same thing that we did in 2014, was you had two different tracks and two different cars you could race. So basically, you could do four combinations of things. And, like, I even said, I was like, why is this not just being put out as a build, as a demo? Right. Like, give me
demo,
like, give me the two cars and the two race tracks, and let me just roll around in those.
Right.
And then if you want, update the patch and put a few more cars and a few more tracks in.
Mm-hmm.
Or just say, hey, here's two cars and two tracks because we are way far behind and we're not going to have it out like we said we would because of XYZ problem. But here's the build from PAX that's pretty stable. You know, it's got some of the elements in it, which have, as far as I've seen, been completely stripped from the game anyways.
Right.
You know, and here's this version of the game, excuse me, for you to play. Boom, there you go. And that would have made me be like, oh, all right, I can wait. Because The Last of Us, if you bought God of War Ascension, you got The Last of Us Early Access demo, right? So it's like, give me something. Like, I'm a gamer. I'm impatient. I'm a pain in the ass. Like, if you told me the game was coming out, give me something. Just like, I want to play your game. I want to hand you money that I have earned for your game.
Game, yep.
But if you can't give me the game all at once, just give me a little bit. Just give me something. Give me something.
If you don't give us anything, then we're just going to forget about it.
Right. I'm either going to forget about it, or I'm going to be annoyed. More likely the case for me, I'm going to be like, you know what? They don't care about me. Because what else are you supposed to say? You're supposed to be like, well, obviously they don't care about me. Mm-hmm. So I'm now not going to buy the game. And I'm not saying that Evolution Studios, I've met a bunch of the people. They're super awesome. Like, I feel like they just ended up in a pretty bad situation for whatever reason. You know, it's not like I'm there working there and I know what's going on. Like, I have no idea, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, it sucks. You know, it sucks for them and it sucks for us. And it sucks for us, the gamers, because we have been waiting and expecting this thing that has not turned out to be what we hoped.
Right.
And we've shelled out money. And if you're a person who purchased it digitally, you don't have a choice. You can't get it back. And in most retail situations, I think 9 times out of 10, you can only return it for the same item.
Same thing, yep.
So it's like, ooh, I can get a sealed one and then go sell it at GameStop for like $10.
$10, yeah. Or half the price, which is like 20, yeah, so like 25, 30.
Right. Which is just it's not a good situation to be in on either side. So
no,
like, I get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. But at the same time, delays.
Yeah.
Delays have their pros and cons. You know, for The Last of Us, they banked on a 6-month delay and it was a good thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody got what they wanted, everybody was happy. But then even Last of Us Remastered, right? It came out and that first day the servers got broke.
Yeah.
The servers broke and it's like, oh, they had one hiccup, right? And then boom, back online.
Yeah.
And,
they took care of it.
And then they had to do a couple more patches to resolve like balancing in multiplayer matches. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Right.
But
they didn't, and I'm not saying that Evolution's giving excuses.
No.
But they're like, hey, we know we fucked up. Here, we're gonna try to fix it.
Right. And at least that's the one thing I feel like they don't use their Twitter as much as they should. And maybe that's unbiased because I love Twitter and I hate Facebook. But the Facebook page for Drive Club, which is, I think it's just like /DriveClubOfficial, they actually are pretty good at being active. They're kind of they're vocal on it. Like, they're posting every couple days or every day or whatever saying like, hey.
Do they reply to comments? That's my question.
Well, they did. They replied to some of them.
Okay.
Yeah. But part of it is, in their defense, like, some of the comments aren't, you really are not.
They're a bit critical.
Yeah, they're like people being like, oh, fuck this game, like, I spent money, blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's no, you can't win replying to that comment, so I don't blame
you.
But some of the comments they are replying to, you know, they're thanking people for being patient. They did put a comment that said, you know, at this time, we're still holding off on the PS Plus edition, which is kind of a bummer for everybody else. But at the same time, for the people who are upset about the PS Plus edition, it's access to a free game.
Right.
You know, you have to have PS Plus to play online.
It's a glorified demo anyways, yeah.
Well, you have to have PS Plus to play online. So if you're getting on that forum or Facebook or whatever, and you're, like, hassling them because the free game you were supposed to get didn't come out on time, cool your jets. The only people who have a right to bitch are the people who paid the dollars and cents for the full version of the game, because they paid for a product that hasn't delivered. And that's an unfair situation, because especially for somebody, you know, like maybe it's a kid who saved up his allowance or whatever.
He's excited
for this racing game, and he spends $50, you know, and maybe his parents chip it. Because I remember doing that when I was a kid. I remember, like, saving up my, you know, I would not eat lunch, like, one day a week to, like, save the, like, $5. Mm-hmm. And then, like, have my allowance or whatever, and then I'd be like, I've got, like, $34, like, and I really want to get this game. And then they'd be like, all right, we'll give you the whatever the difference was, or, you know, or, like, we'll take it out of your allowance for the next 4 weeks or something. And then, but, like, you got the game, and that was a thing. Right. And, like, even now, like, yeah, I'm older, I have a job, I have income, but, like, that's $50 is still money, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's a tank of gas. Tank of gas is a big, you know.
It's about a full tank for me.
Yeah, it's a little less than a tank for me, which sucks. But it's just like, it's just money has been spent, and I feel bad for people who may or may not have spent money on this game, like really, really hoping that it was going to be
what they wanted it to be.
You know, what they hyped it to be. Yeah.
That's what sucks about hype, is you either get into it and you're like, oh, cool, 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 and then delay it and you're like, oh, well, there went my hype. Because now I got to wait an extra few months.
Right.
But then you're like, okay, I'll wait it out. Maybe they'll be like, oh, hey, since you're waiting, or, you know, we'll add this feature in because, you know, we have time to put it in or something like that. And then,
right.
But like with Jacob, you don't hear about it. And you're just like, okay, so what's going on? What's the issue?
Right. Well, and I'll even go back to The Last of Us again, because like that was a game when it first came out and they showed you that first like 2 minute teaser and I was like, oh my god, I want this game, I need this game, this game needs to be in my life right now. And then they were like, well, it's not coming out for like a year and a half, and I was like,
oh. Yeah.
And so like for 3 months I was like, yeah, The Last of Us is gonna be so awesome, and then I was like, meh, fuck this game.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I was like, I'm not gonna pick it up. They don't show anything about this game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they showed like another teaser, and I was like, holy crap, I'm totally back in it. I'm 100% getting this game. And then of course same thing, and I was like, nah, I'm not in it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Then I played the alpha at PAX, and I was like, oh my god,
okay, I'm ready.
I'm all in. I'm good. I got enough of the game to know where it's going, and I'm all in, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and even that, like, we'll do a transfer over to Scary Games, because we talked about Scary Games last week. Playing The Last of Us in the booth, I got fucking spooked.
You got scared.
I got spooked. Because those friggin' clickers, man. It was freaking me out, right? Because the pressure's on, right? Because you're like, you're being watched by everybody in line and all the people around the booth because nobody's seen the game yet. Everybody wants to see the game. And like, you're standing there and like, you've got these Turtle Beach headset things on that have completely sucked you into the game. You can't hear anything else, right?
Yep.
Because they blast the audio in, like, you could have lowered it, but I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna screw with it. So you've got like this, you've got the game like totally immersed you in audio, and you're looking at this TV and like you're like totally zoning in on the game, and you're forgetting that you're surrounded by like 800 people and you're not in like this post-apocalyptic world, and like one of the clickers comes out of nowhere, and I'm like, and you like, if there was a camera filming me, you would have seen me, like, jump back and, like, tense up, like, more than one time. I just don't like that. I don't like scary games, but I muscled my way through The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. I got better. I got less freaked out by The Last of Us as I played it.
Yeah. But,
like, the Evil Within, games like Resident Evil, like, I just can't.
Can't do it.
Just can't. Like, I'm sure eventually if I just constantly played horror games, maybe, but, like, even horror movies, like, it's so over the top. Like, everything is so over the top now. Yeah. And I can't, like, I just can't. Like, if somebody in front of me, like chopped, like their arm got chopped off. I'd be like, cool, I got to put a tourniquet on that and like stop the bleeding. In like a game, I'm just like, oh God, because
it's so brutal.
Yeah, like it's way more, like it's just, I don't know. I just can't.
It's funny you mention that, because there's a glitch for Evil Within where you could play as a headless Sebastian.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know how the person did it, but there's a video somewhere. It may be up. It may not be up. I don't know. Maybe people seen it. Mm. Maybe not. If you have it, go find it.
Yeah, if I find it, I'll put it in the like description for this episode.
Yeah. Stuff like that is just brutal.
Yeah. Man. No thanks.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're done yet, but speaking of delays, there was something with like a pre-patch issue with Evil Within. Like someone did like a side-by-side what the game was like pre-patch and then after it was patched. I think it was like something with the frame rate or something like that.
Mm.
And how differently it played. And they were saying, okay, if you don't have internet or anything, you can't, you know, patch the game, you probably shouldn't play it.
Why? Was it like really bad?
Yeah, I guess it was just terrible.
Oh. It's kind of weird. It's weird. Like, it's weird to me that they can be like, oh, hey, download this update to the game and all of a sudden it'll be fixed.
Yeah, but real.
Like, it's just really kind of, it blows my mind, and like, from the days when, like, you'd play, like, an N64 game, and if the N64 game sucked, that was it.
Yeah,
was it.
You shelled out the money
like,
for it,
Dreamcast
so.
Games that were just like, oh, this game's sluggish. That's just how it is.
Can't
fix it. There's no patches, no updates.
Yep.
But, yeah. I think, is that, I don't know, is that it? Did we cover?
I think so.
Do you have any shout-outs this week?
I do.
Nice.
The I guess it's like my own thing, I guess.
Yep.
My Do You Even Nerd Bro crew, which we have a Facebook, which I think it's just Do You Even Nerd Bro, and the YouTube, Google+, Twitter, all that nonsense, all the social media stuff. I think the only thing we don't have is like a Tumblr or whatever. And
I don't even Tumblr, whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, Do You Even Nerd Bro? Go search it, find it, hate it, love it. Let me know.
What's your Twitter?
I think it's just the Mtong one. So okay. Just tweet at me.
Right, and then my Twitter is. I'm not shouting myself out, but my Twitter is at so after I said all one word, no spaces, no dyshins, no hyphens, no dashes, dashes, no hyphens.
Straight through.
And then, so I'm going to shout out Dave Voiles. And Dave Voiles is a guy I met at PAX East at the beginning of the year. And he works at Microsoft as a tech evangelist. And basically, like, he's super good at coding and stuff. And so but he loves retro video games. He loves the, like, techno video game music. Chiptunes? Yeah,
Chiptunes.
So he, like, and so we talk a lot every once in a while about, like, chiptunes and retro games and things like that. But he's, like, a super cool guy, and I believe his Twitter is just at Dave Voiles, DaveVoiles. I'll put it in the description for this episode, along with the DYEN crew. But, yeah, Dave's pretty super cool guy. If you like retro games, if you're into coding, web coding, game coding, he does all of that. He's really, really good at it. So feel free to like use him as an information source, as a knowledge base. But that's my shout out for the week.
Sounds good.
So without further ado, I believe that will end it for episode 2 of the Disconnected Gamer Podcast, which you can follow on Twitter at @TheDGCast. No spaces, dashes, hyphens, nonsense. Just @TheDGCast. We do have a Twitter now. But I believe that wraps it up. So until next time, we will catch you
on the flip.